is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad, the big noise, Evans here alongside the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. We got the NBA Finals right in Lundy's backyard going down tonight at Ball Arena. Game numero uno. We will break down that matchup and some of our favorite player props. Parlays, some action on the side, the total here momentarily, unless Lundy's got a cannonball splash aboard the old honk honk plus buzz. That's how we usually start off the Fade 5 Podcast. If you are unfamiliar with purchasing a ticket on the plus buzz, let me go ahead and remind you, this is our favorite longer odds wager of the evening, regardless of sports, even odds or greater, that's plus 100, even money or larger. So Lundy, you got a ticket in hand. Put your butt cheeks on the seat and enjoy the ride. What you got for me on this? What is it? A Thursday? It's a tequila Thursday. Slam some on. Yeah, what do you like?
I'll tell you what. Let's get crazy. Why? Because Denver's in the finals for the first time, happening, roughly 6.5 miles from where I'm sitting right now. So, Brad, I'm going to give everybody a little dealer's choice, but I'm going to throw something out there. I don't want you all to get crazy. Don't go dropping your 401k on this. But you know how people like to bet on who's going to score the first bucket?
Yeah, D-gens do.
Yeah, D-gens. And Brad, D-gens listen to this podcast. Yeah, so I decided I might as well participate with them. I'm going to throw out two that I like. Just for fun. And again, I probably will throw $5 on each of these, and then I'll just enjoy the first like 40 seconds of the game and see what happens. You can find yourself one very lovely and talented Michael Porter Jr. At plus 1,000 to be the first basket scorer this evening. Or if you really want to get crazy with it, how about we go with A.G., Aaron Gordon, at plus 1,400? Forget that Jokic and Jamal Murray and all Jimmy. But no, give me the higher odds. So if you just want to throw, $5, $2, 25 cents, I don't really give a crap what you decide you want to bet. But let's get different with the first basket props tonight. And let's go with one of those two. And I'm going to sprinkle just a tiny bet on either one of them. I'm sure I'm going to lose. That's why the odds are as high as they are. But Brad, it's the NBA Finals. So we are riding the big boy plus bus for tonight.
Yeah, supersize edition. That look on my face was of utter shock when you uttered the juice tied to both those first basket scores. Or maybe I was just sitting on a metal rod. I'll let you choose your own adventure there. My plus bus option is also tied to Mile High City, but in a different sport. It is the game of Major League Baseball, and the Colorado Pebbles or the Rockies. I like Elias Diaz to score at least a couple of total bags on the road in the Sonoran Desert against the Arizona Diamondbacks at plus 125, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. You could argue that Diaz is the most consistent contributor in this Rockies lineup at the present moment in time, and the numbers really bear that out, especially when he is facing right-handed pitchers. And Zach Davies, a soft tosser, is going to be on the mound tonight for the Slithering Snakes. Diaz this season against right-handers, a ridiculous 354 batting average and 943 OPS, not to mention he's 7-for-20 in lifetime with 4 extra base hits, a 1,059 OPS career against Davies, who's only pitched 12 2/3 innings so far coming off the IL. And in that stretch, he's given up, I believe, like 8 earned runs. He is wretched. He is rancid. He is god-awful. And Elias Diaz is going to dial it up on the over 1.5 total bags, which if he achieves, will happen for the 7th time in his last 10 games. So don't get seduced unless it's kind of baby seduced by the juice compared to Luddy's offering at plus 125 there at DraftKings. With those bets on the board, let's get after it. Game numero uno, NBA Finals, Fade 5. Let's go.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. Let's work in an alt spread on this SGP. This is a real bet that I wagered on at BetMGM. It's a little bit lower juice, not in the plus money range, but a minus 105, so quite affordable. I'm going to take the side down to Denver, -3.5, and I'm going to pair that with the Joker, just one made three. All I need is one lousy long-distance shot to go through the cylinder, Nicola. And if that occurs, both of those fronts, minus 105 again at BetMGM. Look at Denver on paper. Clearly the far and away superior team in terms of net efficiency ranking. So net efficiency is the difference between adjusted offensive and adjusted defense efficiency. They are 8.0 in the NBA playoffs in that category. Number two team, incidentally enough, is Miami. And Miami, though, at 4.6 is their standing. So, again, sizable advantage on paper in net efficiency ranks for the Denver Nuggets, a team that has covered seven of the last 10 games at home, though Miami has covered seven of their last 10 games on the standard line away from SoFlo. Still, I think the Nuggets, I know they're well rested, and some people may say, well, they got a lot of accumulated rust, but it could also work to their advantage as well. They have been practicing. They have been like sitting on the couch eating Cheetos this entire time. But you look at Jokic specifically in a three-point category. He has hit the over in the NBA postseason, meaning one main three and 11 games, shooting a blistering 47.4% from way downtown. And the Heat, too, are giving up 12.3 three-pointers made per game. So to recap, the Nuggets, who won both regular season matchups against the Heat, they covered on this 3.5 alt spread line. I feel they do the same in game one tonight. And Nikola Jokic, I feel, makes a three-point splash. Minus 105 at BetMGM. Lendy, fair to follow.
Sign me up. I'll take it even at the minus 105. I might get greedy and throw something else in there just to see if
I can somehow get it. Oh, of course you do.
Because I just want plus 100, Brad. I have a hard time with same game parlays that don't have a plus sign in front of them. That's all it is to it. I don't need it to be plus, 380 or anything like that. And I've got a couple coming up in bonus time for us. I just might do something to get that to plus 100. Maybe, something stupid like Jokic assists or one of those numbers that you know he's going to hit. I might do something like that. But other than that, Denver -3.5. Look, you talked about the rust. Folks, when Denver got done with the Phoenix Suns, they had 5 days off, and then they swept the Lakers, okay? Yeah. Stop trying to buy into this idea that they haven't played for 9 days, and this is I get it. It's a long time. Folks, because I'm here in Denver, I've watched it. I've watched what the press conferences look like. I've seen the shootarounds. I've done all of that. This team is just steady heart rate right now. They are just complete business right now. They're not goofing off. It's not like they all disappeared and decided to go like on a, playing Fortnite on a bender or something like that. Like, these guys are just really businesslike right now, and they're going through everything that they should be doing, despite the fact that they've had all the time off. The people that are annoyed about the time off right now are the fans. It's not the team. Don't worry about that. So I'm not worried about the rust. The 3.5 I'm confident with. And yes, Nikola making a three-pointer. That part of the SGP is going to show up again here in a little bit.
Two legs for me, and of course, Lundy has to grow a third leg.
Third leg, baby.
Number four.
All right, new more Quattro on a countdown today. This edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Give me the Joker, Nikola Jokic, to get a triple-double. Best odds in the business right now at BetMGM. And let the Lion roar. It's plus 105. The fact is, plus money. You got to take advantage of that. You look at what Jokic has done in this postseason. He's got 8 triple-doubles in his past 15 games. He is shooting a ridiculous 53.6% from the floor. Now, in the regular season, the pair of matchups against Miami, he did triple-double once, and he did not triple-double in the other game. And you look at what Miami has done defensively in this NBA postseason. They have allowed the fifth fewest opponent points per game, though the eighth most rebounds per game, but the fourth fewest assists per game. Still, all he does is stuff the stat sheet. feeds his guys, well-rested. And again, it's not going to be rusty at all of a performance for Jokic. He is going to be a distributor. He's going to be a boarder, and he is going to be a scorer. And as a result, uno, dos, tres, he's hitting that triple-double, plus 105 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
I had to pour an extra cup of coffee this morning when I saw that BetMGM was doing this at plus odds. Basically, any time over the course of the season that I was seeing him at plus odds for a triple-double, depending upon the matchup, but for the most part, I was dropping money on it because he was doing it, and he was doing it nearly automatically in a lot of these matchups. I don't think this is going to wind up being a blowout, so you're not going to see his minutes reduced in the fourth quarter or anything like that. That's a lot of times that's the time that we have seen him fall short of it, but was on last night, Brad, with our friends at VSiN, Tim Murray, Jared filling in for Sean King, and I reminded them that Jokic is known for being at a triple-double at halftime. Take this at plus odds, please.
No doubt about it. He's a joker. He's a smoker. He's a midnight toker. Lay that triple-double.
Number three.
Numero tres of the Fade Five pod today. I'm living in the land down under on a Caleb Martin prop. And you're like, what? Are you crazy? Are you nuts? Should I put you in a straitjacket and throw you in a padded room? Because he's one of the hottest players this NBA postseason. But I think reality's going to set in for him a little bit here in the rebounding category. And the fact you can get under 6.5 boards on Caleb Martin right now at DraftKings at plus 120 here. Take my money. This number's too high. Here's the reason why. Look at Martin. He has gone under this several times this NBA postseason. Look at the last two games. Yeah, he's got the 25 total boards, but the 9 prior games, so those last two, he went under this 6.5 total. He's averaging 5.7 rebounds per game this NBA postseason. He only had 4 boards in 28 minutes, his little matchup against the Nuggets in the regular season. And the strength of the Denver Nuggets is sealing the defensive glass, and really all glass, to be honest with you. Number one and fewest opponent rebounds per game allowed in this NBA postseason, giving up just 38.3 per game. Woeful, terrible matchup for Martin. I still think he's going to be a marksman from outside in this game. More on that a little bit later. But in terms of rebounding, I think he comes crashing back down to earth. So, Luddy, fade or follow, Caleb Martin, the pride of the Nevada Wolfpack, under 6.5 rebounds, plus 120 at DraftKings.
Plus
120. It's not like plus 105 or even money. It's plus 120.
Take this one. Just jump on it. The fact that you can get this at plus odds, could Captain Hook come into play? Yes. Could you be nervous down the stretch? Of course you could. But just this is not that same matchup. I think there's some bias baked into this based on what he's done, especially his performances there in games 6 and 7 against ball. I just think you're getting some baked in bias right here. So take advantage of the plus odds. You might get hooked on this one, folks, but I think it's worth it at plus 120.
Baked in bias. Oh, it smells delicious.
Number two.
All right, numero dos, all the Fade Five podcast today. MPJ, Michael Porter Jr., and he's going to be really displaying a silky smooth stroke from the arc tonight. Give me the over on 2.5 main threes. A little bit higher juice on this one, minus 140 at BetMGM. You look at what MPJ has done in this NBA postseason. He's hit the over 8 of 15 games on three-pointers made and has done so in 4 straight contests. He's averaging 6.6 attempts per game and netting 42.4% of those attempts in the regular season. He was over once and he was under once. So split right down the middle, even Steven style against the Heat in his pair of matchups. Miami, as I mentioned earlier, has allowed 12.3 opponent three-pointers made, however, giving him up just 32.5% from the perimeter. So feed or follow, my man, Michael Porter Jr., over 2.5 main threes, minus 140 at BetMGM.
Over. Take MPJ. Folks, I've made this comparison before. I've probably done it on this podcast. His basketball shot to me is like watching Ken Griffey Jr. swing a bat in his prime. MPJ has one of the most pure jump shots you've ever seen. So much about it is perfect. And then you add his length and you see how high he gets in terms of being able to get above defense, whether they're running at him or whether he's just shooting it over somebody that's trying to face him. Whatever it is, he's got just a beautiful shot. And I think his outside shot is going to come into play here in part because I think there's going to be a lot of focus on playoff Jamal. Everybody talks about playoff Jimmy. Playoff Jamal is real, okay? Jamal Murray shows up in the postseason. It is real. And I think Spoelstra and Miami are going to focus on Jamal, and that's going to give some opportunities to MPJ. So I like the idea of MPJ getting up to three made threes. This one will also show up again later. Brad and I kind of doing this weird like wavelength thing here this morning.
Oh, Lundy, again, you're such a naughty, dirty little tease.
Number one.
Numero uno on NBA Finals game. Numero uno on the pod today. Give me wham, bam. Oh, no, thank you, sir. Bam Adebayo on the under 8.5 rebounds. Another kind of a head scratcher. Under prop available right now at plus money, plus 110 at BetMGM. Similar to Caleb Martin, this number's just too high. You look what Adebayo has done in this NBA season. He's been under this in 9 of 17 games. And in the NBA regular season against the Denver Nuggets, the pair of matchups, he only had 2 boards and he played the entire game in that contest. And in the other one, in which he played a little bit more, I think he played close to 40 minutes, only 7 rebounds. Again, Denver waxes that glass, and that does not play into an over wager on Adebayo. It plays more into the under. Denver, as I mentioned, the fewest opponent rebounds per game allowed this NBA postseason at 38.3, and not to mention, too, they're shooting 49% from the floor in this postseason. So he may be in position to squeeze the orange, but the ball goes through the cylinder instead, and he is thwarted for collecting a rebound. So Bam Adebayo, under 8.5 rebounds. My top play of the day, plus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
I'm going to follow, but I'll explain why coming up in bonus time. I'm going to be real brief right here. Oh. I am going to follow you on this one, but I'm actually going to explain because there's it doesn't have the same juice that yours does, but there's a bet that I like that DraftKings is offering for the game tonight that plays into my bonus time. So let's roll into that because I do like
bonus on the time. Bonus time, Lundy. Feed me, please. I need more information.
If you do, a lot of people try to do the head-to-head points props, and I'm going to give you one that I like here in a minute. But at DraftKings, Brad, they also do head-to-head assists. They do head-to-head rebounds. They do head-to-head made field goals. They do a lot of the head-to-head props. And in some cases, they actually apply a spread to it. So, folks, you might get slightly confused. I'm going to try to jump into this one with you. Nikola Jokic minus 4.5 boards versus Bam Adebayo. Do I think Jokic can get 5 more boards than Bam does? Yes, I absolutely do, because I think Jokic is likely to going to be at right around, say, 14. He might go higher than that. And if you believe, like Brad does, that Bam is going to stay in the land down under as well, that's another one that you can play if you want the head-to-head between the two of them. So it's minus 4.5 for Nikola. He's got to get 5 more boards than Bam does over the course of the game. Standard player prop juice sitting at minus 115. That one over at DraftKings. Let me give you the other one that I was thinking about doing in the plus bus, but I decided to save it for bonus time. Straight up, not even on the minus 6.5, which is what it is, give me KCP to outscore Caleb Martin tonight at plus 310.
Oh my God.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, you got to go all the way back to the end of December, but in one of the 2 regular season games that they played, KCP was actually the leading scorer for Denver in the game with 20 points. So I'm going to take KCP to outscore Caleb Martin in the contest straight up at plus 310. If you do.
Oh, I think Lundy just disappeared. So hopefully we're going to get him back here on the Fade 5 podcast momentarily.
So I'm just going to keep talking.
Oh, he's back. You're back. You froze on me. There he is.
I know. We all went. I had the twirly thing going on the screen. Or let me keep going just in case it winds up happening again. Same game parlay for you. Nikola Jokic, one or more made threes. MPJ for two. Jamal Murray for two. And Nikola Jokic to have eight or more assists. All of that put together at DraftKings is a plus 140. Going back to that Colorado Rockies game briefly, give me Ryan McMahon for a hit and give me Elias Diaz for a hit. You were just talking about Diaz in the open in your plus bus. Both of those guys together, I just need a hit plus 105 out of both of those. You already gave all the reasons for Diaz. Ryan McMahon has a 263 lifetime average against Davies. That's the reason that I like McMahon in that one. And then, you know, I like the stolen base props. I don't want to go without giving you one of those. Christian Yelich has 12 stolen bags so far this season. Kevin Gausman of Toronto has given up seven. I'm putting those two numbers together. Give me a stolen base for Yelich. Best odds I saw as of this morning at DraftKings at a plus 235. Mr. Evans, I yield the floor.
All right, let's get our Team Huevos Parlay play of the day. First up on the diamond, and we're going to have one in the NBA here in just a moment. So patience, little chick, patience. But in Major League Baseball, give me Hunter Green, five or more Ks. Give me Chris Sale, do the same damn thing, five or more Ks. And give me Nick Senzel to get a hit. And if you use your parlay boost at DraftKings, you could jack that sucker up to plus 150, and I say take advantage and get seduced by that juice. Just to give you some background, Hunter Green, he's gotten six or more Ks in eight of his last 11 starts. A guy with one of the best swinging strike rates in all of Major League Baseball, sitting at 14.4%. Boston has a 12th highest K rate of any team in the MLB over the last couple of weeks. Meanwhile, you look at Chris Sale. Again, he's had six or more strikeouts, and we only need five in seven of his last 10 games. On Cincinnati, number 14 in K rate over the last couple of weeks. And then you look at Nick Senzel, a guy who is crushing, murdering left-handed pitchers. And again, you look, it's Chris Sale. He's a southpaw, as I checked. 19 for 41 this season against left-handed pitching. And Senzel, that shakes out to a 463 batting average. Not only that, he's collected a hit in seven of his last eight games. Again, to recap, Green, five or more Ks. Sale, five or more Ks. Senzel to get a hit, plus 150 with a boost at DraftKings. And side note, if you think Green's going to get to six Ks and Sale also gets to six Ks with the Senzel hit, it's plus 215 without the boost. So choose your own adventure there. If you want to go higher plus money and get greedy with it, I don't hate it. In fact, I think that could hit as well. All right, Team Huevos Parlay Play Numero Dos. I'm not going to give you a deep dive and analysis on this. I'm just going to read this off because it is a seven-leg Calvin Ridley-style parlay play SGP in NBA Finals game numero uno. Give me Denver on the money line. Again, I am not at all worried about them being too well-rested. Give me MPJ, two or more threes. Give me Caleb Martin and do the same, two or more made threes. Gabe Vincent to make at least one three. Jamal Murray, 18 or more points. So hopefully the focus of the Heat defense won't be too much on juggernaut Jamal. Nikola Jokic, eight-plus boards. And Nikola Jokic, eight-plus assists, plus 270 at BetMGM. Lundy, does Murray screw that up?
I think he's got the potential to, man. I think he could wind up finishing at about 16. This is all about whatever Spoelstra does defensively, because I think it's going to be they've got to pick their poison, because Jamal can shoot it from outside. MPJ can shoot it from outside. And as good as Miami's defense has been, we saw that against Boston. My concern is, can they shut down both of them consistently for the whole game? The Jamal leg has me a little bit worried, but I don't hate it.
All right, good. You don't hit it, which means it stays. We're going to cash on this. Seven-leg SGP at plus 270 at BetMGM. Elsewhere in bonus time, let's go back to Major League Baseball. And I like Kevin Gausman on the over for strikeouts. That number is sitting at 7.5. Best juice in the business right now at BetMGM, and it's even money, plus 100. And I think that's a gift from the gambling gods. You look at Gausman, he's been over this 7.5 K prop in 6 of 11 starts. And you look at Milwaukee over the last couple of weeks, the third highest K rate of any team in the bigs. They are punching out 25.4% of the time. And Gausman right now, That fastball value plus 8.5, one of the best heaters in the business. Great movement on that pitch. And he is getting a call plus swing strike percentage of 29.5 this season. So again, over 7.5 strikeouts against the Milwaukee Brewers at plus 100 at BetMGM. And then elsewhere, another prop that I love, it's a two-legger. Give me Tanner Beebe of the, I think it's pronounced that way, of the Cleveland Guardians, or might be Bybee. I don't care how it's pronounced. He is going to get at least 16 outs. I'm going to take the over 15.5 outs against the Minnesota Twins. And then give me Connor Siebel for leg numero dos of the Colorado Rockies over 2.5 earned runs in Arizona. Real quick on Beebe or Bybee, however you want to pronounce it. In the outs prop, he has pitched at least 6 innings in 3 straight games, and I only need him to get to 5 2/3 innings pitched. You look at Minnesota over the last couple of weeks, number 24 in total runs scored, and one of the worst teams as well, and first 5 runs scored on the season. So that's why I believe Beebe is going to get to at least 16 Boobie. Outs. And Booby, is it Booby?
No, I'm just, it's more fun to say.
Oh, yeah, I like boobies, too. Anyway, I like the boobie bet on the over without. Connor Siebold of the Colorado Rockies earned runs 2.5 on the over. He's done this in 4 of his last 5. Arizona, one of the hottest offensive teams in the early season here in Major League Baseball, and one of the best first 5 teams as well, number 8 in first 5 runs per game, though they've a little bit cooled off here. At the plate the last week or so. Still, I think they're going to be swinging a hot stick as Siebold has got a 5.94 ERA, and he has not factored in any kind of bad luck. He's got a 5.53 xFIP. So that 5-plus ERA is legit. It is for real. So to recap, Bybee, I think, Boobie. 15.5 or Booby, 15.5 outs on the over. Siebold over 2.5 earned runs, plus 192. BetMGM. You like that a lot.
I do like that one because of Siebold. I'll also throw this out there. If you folks believe in Lundy's luck, as in not Lundy's luck, remember how I keep missing by one day on my guys that I'm picking for home runs? True story, Brad. I had a parlay last night that would have paid $3,000 if Bryce Harper had hit a home run. That's all I needed. I wound up cashing because I did some funkiness with how I bet it, so I still came out ahead, but I missed out on $3K because he didn't go yard. He's plus 270 to do it today, and he's done it 3 times in his career against Scherzer. So I just want to throw that out there in case you're listening early enough. That's a 1 o'clock Eastern time game at the Mets. But Harper, he's got, like I said, he's got 3 round trippers. He's got 2 doubles, a 300 lifetime average against Scherzer. And if you believe that I'm off by 24 hours, like I have been quite a few times lately, that might be somebody you want to jump on.
Again, story of my life, off by 24 hours. Definitely tail Bryce Harper. He's going yard tonight. I can almost bank on that as a result. All right, we are done here on the Fade 5 podcast. Again, enjoy game 1 of the NBA Finals. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy us here and this podcast. Also, fade or follow us on the Twitter. Make sure you give Lundy a follow at all his spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy. You can do the same for me. At Noisy Huevos. For Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.